Let's start, Mike. Could you give me your introduction? Tell me a little bit about yourself and your position.
Well, I'm gonna be speaking as part of the task force, but I've been in the world of self-advocacy for around 14 years now. So I've been a advocate for people with developmental disabilities for 14 years, and many years ago through Voice Buffalo and various efforts, a friend of mine and I were focusing on transportation for people with disabilities, you know, public transportation, the bus, the rail, you know, the train. And what we did was we had some meetings around that. We put together a little group, and from there developed the Accessibility Disability Task Force. And what we have been doing is we want to make people aware of the things that are in need for accessibility. So that's what we've been focusing on. I've been an advocate for all my life, basically. You know, I've always been fighting for people with disabilities to be included in our community.
Okay, and Mike, can I ask, are you also living with a disability yourself? Is that why you have such a personal
yes,
commitment to this?
I have cerebral palsy.
Okay. Can you tell me how that impacts your life? I mean, what do people who are not living with a disability perhaps not understand about your daily reality?
I think one of the biggest things is the community in general, their society believes that in many ways, and I'm generalizing here, that everything is dealt with for people with disabilities, and not just people with developmental disabilities, but people with disabilities, because our task force isn't just about people with developmental disabilities. We include other disabilities as well. People get this misconception that everything is paid for, that we're taken care of, that there's no need for us to work, there's no need for us to worry about anything, when that's not true. We have the same struggles that everyone else does. We need employment for socialization, for income, to be able to, you know, to be able to function. You know, I mean, we do get assistance, but people think that everything is dealt for us. Like it's almost like, you know, a gold, you know, what is it? The gold wrapper in the chocolate factory, that everything is just
right,
handed
the golden
to
ticket.
Us and we don't have to worry about anything. That's one of the biggest things. And people are not aware of what we go through on a daily basis, you know, what our struggles are, how people react to us when we go out into society, and you know, the lack of access, the lack of knowledge, you know, those are the big things. The lack of housing, the lack of really dealing with disability and mental health services,
right?
Different things like that.
One of the issues you mentioned there, you know, speaking of access and daily challenges, you know, something that we are all as Americans coming up on and strategizing about now is how to vote this election season. You
yes.
know, many people are already voting via mail. Erie County is going to start early in-person voting at the end of this month. How does this affect the community that you work with and that you're a part of?
Well, voting is very important for people with developmental and people with disabilities in general. And a lot of times it's difficult with staffing shortages. You know, like group homes don't always put that at the center of something they're thinking about for a typical week or day. So if someone wants to vote, they really got to make that a priority for themselves and make that known to the people that support them. And sometimes that doesn't get put as a priority. And also just people with disability being recognized in society as voters, you know, as constituents, as people that matter to politicians, you know. So we have really been, as a community, been making sure that people know that they can vote, you know, how to vote. We in the advocacy community in general, I don't want to point out a specific organization, but we have really been pushing for people to know that you can get absentee ballots, you can get, you know, the ballot by mail, you know, that contrary to what is being said in, you know, in the media and in the political realm, you can vote by mail and you can do that and it will be counted, that it has to be counted because it's through your Board of Elections, and how to do that and how to go to the polls safely and making sure that, like, the accessible voting machine is out and ready, that you have a right to vote, that, you know, what that means for people, what that means from a historical standpoint, that voting in the United States is something that was fought for by many groups, you know, women's right to vote, people of color, African Americans.
Right. Yeah. So we're in the middle. We've seen this eruption of really a new, renewed civil rights movement, you know, since the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis on Memorial Day. How do you see, I know there's a long connection between disabilities rights and social justice issues. How do you see those issues intertwined today in 2020?
Well, I think that oftentimes we're the largest minority in the world, and a lot of people don't see us as part of that. So I think that the recent societal focus on civil rights gives us an opportunity to become part of the conversation, to go out and work with other communities and say, we're part of this too. We're here to support you. We would love to have you support us, because we struggle in the area of housing, employment, transportation. Transportation is a huge one. So, I mean, you know, I think that's the biggest thing, is us being a part of the conversation and contributing to the solution of the social unrest and the, you know, this emerging civil rights movement. Because the self-advocacy movement for people with developmental disabilities is a civil rights movement.
Yeah. There's, you know, I see connection between the conversation there's been over the past several months about allyship, you know, how white people can be allies for Black Americans and other people of color. How can, you know, similarly, how can people who aren't currently living with a disability be good allies for those who are living with a disability?
My opinion on that is the biggest thing is include them. If you're doing something in society, include people with disabilities. Include them. Because that's the thing. Oftentimes we're left out of the total conversation. We oftentimes have to interject ourselves into the conversation. Even when in the media, when minority groups are listed, we are rarely even listed in, you know, the list of mainstream minority groups. We are not counted. So inclusion in every way. Include people with disabilities. Invite us. Be a part of our lives. And I'm not just saying publicly. I'm saying personally. make us a part of the conversation, or ask us to be a part of the conversation.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you for your time today. We really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us on WBFO.
That is not a problem. Thank you very much. It was a great pleasure.